Father, thank you. The best form of high is the Holy Ghost high. Hallelujah. You don't know what it means to be high until you are high on the Holy Ghost. And the sacrifice and the devil to make us high all the time. You want to utify everybody. All right. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Powerful, powerful. Anybody excited again? Give the Lord a bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Father, thank you for this moment. You glorify the honor. Breathe upon your word today and let not one person be the same. In Jesus' name. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. I'd like to welcome everyone here today. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. We have today the minimum of 24 countries worshiping on this Sunday morning, which is pre-convention Sunday. We have people from Angola and Benin Republic and Botswana and Cameroon and Canada. Keep going. France, Germany, Ghana, Guinea-Conakry, Ireland, Israel, Ivory Coast, Kenya, Ivory Coast, Japan, Kenya, Liberia, Sierra Leone, Spain, Sweden, Uganda, United Arab Emirates, United Kingdom, okay, USA, Zambia, Zimbabwe. There are many from Zambia, right? Oh, really? Stand up, Zambia, let's see you. Oh, wow. Plenty of people from Zambia. We have Equatorial Guinea also, among many, many, many representatives. Give the Lord a big clap and a louder shout of praise. Somebody say a loud amen. A louder believers, amen. This morning is a pre-convention Sunday, and we shall be looking at secrets of the glory, part 2. And our objective today is the understanding of proven secrets of walking in the glory. Last Sunday we saw that the life for the child of God is exciting. Exciting possibilities exist for us in the glory. And if possible, we'll just recap on what it means to walk in the glory. First of all, we say the glory realm is the realm where the heaviness or the weightiness or the almightiness of God is manifested. The manifestation of the almightiness of God. Second, we see the glory realm as the realm where non-existent things are brought into existence. It's a creative realm. Thirdly, the glory realm is the realm where manifestations happen effortlessly, literally, with minimal human effort. These are things we saw since last Sunday. Fourth, that the glory realm is the realm of overwhelming supernatural supplies, access to wholeness. Fifth, the glory realm is the realm of the light of direction. We see the light of direction in the glory. And sixth, the glory realm is the realm of frightening defense, where God defends you until you yourself you fear. can bury person to keep you alive. Seventh, the glory realm is the realm where the supernatural is natural. You are operating naturally in the supernatural. Eight, the glory realm is a realm where things that already exist are enhanced in value, in worth. Nine, the glory realm is a realm where manifestations happen at the speed of light. It doesn't take time for things to happen. Ten, the glory realm is a realm of inexhaustible resource. God has done it, He's doing it, He will do it. 11. The glory realm is a realm again of light, but this is the light of distinction. And 12 is the realm where God wears you. Somebody say where. He wears you His terror. You are dressed in the terror of the Lord. It's the glory realm. We began to look at the secrets of the glory from the first service. Passion for the glory was our secret number one. Number two, we saw following God's pattern for our lives. Once the pattern is followed, the glory can flow. Thirdly, it is a God glorifying life. Anything that will bring God glory will cause you to see His glory. Number four is the life of passionate praying. Praying and praying passionately. And five, the life of faith. I've rushed through this because it is a recap. Feel free to go online or to pick the CD and to listen to the message. In this second service, we are going to look at five more secrets of the glory. And secret number one for this service, which is actually number six overall, if I want to see the glory of God, what is my secret number one or number six is addiction to God's presence. Addiction to God's presence. The presence of God is the headquarter of the glory. Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. It says, but we all, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. From glory to glory, He's changing me. He's changing me. He's changing me. His image and likeness to perfect in me. The word of God changing my life. He's changing. He's changing me. From glory to glory, He's changing me. His image and likeness to perfect in me. The word of God changing my life. What you look at becomes what you look like. It becomes what you look like. We all, beholding us in a glass, the glory of the Lord, we are changed. Hey! Jacob made the animals of Laban to look at a picture. And what they looked at became what they looked like, became what they delivered. Observation brings impartation. Observation brings assimilation. We all beholding us in a glass. The glory of the Lord, we are changed. Please sit down. Where you hang around affects what hangs on you. If you don't want the climate to hang on you, live there. Very, very important. People become criminals by hanging around criminals. People become immoral by hanging around immoral people. People watch pornography until they become pornographic in life. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And this happens. People watch horror movies until they begin to dream horror dreams. People hang around liars until they lose the truth they have. They lose the truth they have. Their capacity for truth dies. Because they hang around liars and manipulators. Clean, clear preacher. Just hang around small. A manipulative personality. And before you know it, his ways change. Just try your best. Our challenge is that we want to look like God, but our greatest company is with men. We want to look like God, but we don't have time for God. The highest time we have is for people. It's not bad to have time with people. The right people. The right people. The right people. Quality people. Profitable people. Positive people. We all beholding us in a glass. Addiction to God's presence. Just remain with God. Remain in his presence. Tarry with him. Before you know it, something will come on you that yourself you are not aware. Did that not happen to Moses? Moses wist not. Exodus 34 and in verse 29. Moses hung around with God. And it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand. When he came down from the mountain, that Moses wist not. He did not realize that the skin of his face was shining. While he talked, he didn't notice himself. It was those who saw him who noticed it. The next verse. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone. And they were afraid to come near him because he tarried too long with God. 40 days in God's presence. Psalm 27 verse 4. The psalmist said, one thing have I desired of the Lord. That will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. There is something on God that will hang on you when you hang around God for a while. So much until yourself you are not aware. My wife, the more we live together and stay together, the more and more she changed. The more and more there became mutual absorption. Your association is a magnet, will magnetize and give you an absorption of qualities in the persons you associate with. You want the glory of God. Take time to hang around with God. I've noticed myself that after I have prayed for a while and tarried for a while, certain times I come out, I look in the mirror and I see the eyes and see the face itself. It communicated something very, very different. Addiction to God's presence. Number two is obeying divine instructions. The way of obedience is the way of glory. In the wedding in Cana of Galilee, John chapter 2 and in verse 5, when they needed wine, his mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. Anything he tells you to do, do. And when they did it, verse 11, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Whatever he says unto you, do. That is your key to the world of glory. How many of us believe that Jesus Christ lived a glorious life? The most glorious of all lives. Do you see his secret? John chapter 5 verse 30. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just. Because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. I don't do anything until I have heard, is the secret of the word of glory. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loudmost amen. Whatever you want to do may appear attractive to you, but if it must be glorious, it must be from him. Because what you consider attractive may not be glorious. What is desirable may not be glorious. If it must carry glory, it must come from his voice. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We are on a ground here that is glorious in every way. Amen. Every way. Whether it is the glory of the house itself or the glory of the environment. Some people wanted to leave the premises here. They say, let me go to Nigeria and come. Permanent light, permanent water, permanent serenity, tranquility, equanimity. If it must carry glory. You see, when we over flooded area one, six services to outside the fence, one Sunday, we counted 50,000 in six services, overflooded to outside the fence. On the road, there was a day my mother came. We counted another days. So we needed to move on time. And Papa Yedeko had kept me under pressure. You have overgrown this place. You have overgrown this place. Don't be sentimental. Don't have any unusual attachment. That's why it's good to have a mentor that will push you out of the water, out of the boat to walk on the water. You need a father who can push you from your comfort zone and say, you are too comfortable there. Stretch yourself. Hey! Hey! When we look, and we couldn't find where we thought we should find. We found places in Karshi area. We found places in Atabalefi area where living for the East. As we wanted to make the move, the Lord said, remember what I showed you in the vision of the night. And he showed me this place, this airport road, this particular location. And I sent our property agent to come in this direction. I gave him the landmarks. I gave him the exact position. Go there, look right. Our land is there. And within 7 days, he returned back and said, I found it. And this is where we are today. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? If we had gone anywhere, we are on our own. If vision must attract provision, it must identify location. Because the provision of the vision is location sensitive. He said, I have commanded the widow woman to dear sustain you. If you are somewhere else outside Zarephath, you are on your own. But if it is Zarephath you go, and you meet the widow woman there, you will be sustained. The foolishness of God is wiser than men. What God is saying may look foolish, but that foolishness is wiser than your highest wisdom. Obedience. Lord, what are you saying? If God does not send you to America and you go to America, no miracle. He didn't send you to England and you go to England, you can't be glad there. Go to Germany on your own, you jam it. There are many who go jam it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't do things because you see people doing them. I knew of a professor from Nigeria. A woman professor in the medical field who had to go and start from the scratch to start studying nursing because he wants to be in America by all means. Already a professor in anesthesiology. Separated from family for 17 years or more. See what thing happened. Is it heaven? It was in heaven you went? No. No, that's not glorious. Wife is somewhere else. Husband is somewhere else. Children are somewhere else. You went up and then you crashed to start from the scratch. That is not glory. I announce to someone here today the direction that will usher you into the glory realm, that direction is coming right now. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. When God told Adam and Eve not to touch, or in fact not to eat of the fruit of the Garden of Eden, and they ate it, disobedience is disconnection from the glory. All sinned and fell short of the glory. They lost the glory when they disobeyed God. So you can gain the glory when you obey God. You can attain the glory. You can arrive at glory when you obey God. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Is God still speaking to you? Say amen. Number three. What is the way of glory? It is the life of death to self. When self is dead, the glory will explode. In John chapter 12, verse 23 to verse 24, and Jesus answered them saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Except a corn of wheat, verily, verily I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Death to self. If the Son of Man must be glorified, the corn of wheat must die. If you are going to experience glory in life, there is a death element that must happen. I won't take so much time. The greatest enemy of glory is pride. Intact flesh. Arrogance. Braggadocious existence. There are two bragful. Brag. Ostentation. Peacockish existence. Existing like a peacock. Fullness of self, which equals emptiness of God. When you see a person who is so full of himself, I am showing you someone who is empty of God and empty of glory. Calm down. Calm down. What do you have that you have not received? And if you receive it, why are you bragging as if you didn't receive it? There are people, for God to lift them up is a risk. If God ever increases them, God has lost them. Hell has gained them. So he lifts them where they are. In all humility, there is no means of movement to anywhere in the world that I cannot move now. That is, whether by motorcycle, keke napep, kino, or by Airbus, or any form of flight. That is, nothing makes the difference. If I am to go to a rural village now, and they say to enter there, you cross with the boat, or you climb a motorcycle to go and preach, or to go and do anything that is spiritual or gospel, or I'm to fly by a global express, or highest level of Gulfstream, or any of this, it doesn't make no difference. What is most critical is that I'm on assignment, on the assignment of the Master. Do you understand what I'm talking about? There are people, there is a realm they reach where they cannot go to any other realm. I only preach in New York, please. I only minister in Texas, please. I can only go to UK, please. There is a crusade, a meeting in a village where there is no light. Not for me. Who are you? That it is not for you. Who made you? Do you know that you are carrying flesh? That will decay under 24 hours when you pray to your last. That is the greatest challenge. There are people, there is a realm they can never relate with. If God should give them, take them to a certain level. So God says, just remain where you are. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
When we went to a village, I think it was August this year, we just returned from, we had held meetings in America in July, in Texas, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I think one other place, and then went to a village that we went with helicopter. And we're there for 2 days. Okay, we're there for a day and a morning. One of the people who was at that meeting sent me a text message. He said, thank you for coming all the way to this village. I know it must have cost you so much $1,000 to come there in a helicopter and return back. For me, it meant nothing. It cost nothing. Cost meant nothing. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Not for gain. Not for profit. You see, Isaiah chapter 45 verse 1 to 2. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holding, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the tulip gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Verse 3. And I will give you the treasures of darkness, and the hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I am the Lord, which called thee by thy name. I'm the God of Israel. Now if you go to verse 13, he said, I have raised him up in righteousness, this man whose hand I'm holding, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let my captives go free. And he is not looking for price. He's not looking for reward, says the Lord. The kind of people that God raises to build generations, they don't look for price. It's not for price. It's not for reward. It's not for price. It's not for pride. You know the difference between price and price? It's C and D. Am I speaking to anybody here at all? Very, very important. Very, very. One pastor came here the other day, and we went on a tour of the premises. Then we went to the school, Destiny Christian Academy. And as I arrived at the school, the children rushed. Those jumping on me were jumping. Those were just interacting. And then, you're welcome, sir. We're greeting. So I said, how are you? How is your mother? How is your brother who graduated from here? Where is he now? We're just talking in that realm. And the pastor said, I learned something that day. You see, if you want to know a humble man, see his interaction with children. If you want to know a real arrogant, the real arrogant person, oh, how are you? How are you? You just move. In fact, they will just, children, don't come near. You just pass. Doesn't matter. He said, I saw that the children were your friends. You are friends. You were not just a fat, you are a friend with them. You were interacting and relating at the same level. Maybe one day I will show you the clip of my visit to the school. I think I should show you the clip next Sunday. I'll show you the clip next Sunday. Media, you heard what I just said. So you can assist to remind me of that. And he said, they are your friends. In fact, some of them say, sir, can I have that pen? Oh, yes. They can ask me any question. So I said, no, I didn't have this pen at your age. I don't have this pen at you. You don't need this pen at this age. Grow into it. We are friendly, but the truth is still in place. Discipline is still in place. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? If only you can convince God that you are not struggling for applause, that you are not looking forward to being celebrated and venerated and almost deified, almost looked upon like a god, then God will shock you as to the extent and the realm to which he can take you. You know, the most drastic miracle that happened in the life of Elisha, it happened after he had died. In 2 Kings chapter 13 verse 21, and Elisha died, and it came to pass, back up a bit to verse 19 maybe, or 20, the man of God was, okay, verse 20 now. And Elisha died, and they buried the man, and the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming in of the year. And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulchre of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood up on his feet. Why did I call it the greatest miracle in Elisha's ministry? Because Elisha wasn't there. The miracle happened after he had died. They were just burying a man, and the Israelites were in war, and the Moabites were coming upon them to attack them. So they hurriedly dropped the man. It wasn't a conscious effort. They hurriedly dropped the man to run away. And as soon as the man's body touched the bones, he was electrified. Electrified. Back to life. Landed, resurrected, and took off. One day, I said to God, why did that miracle happen? Because when Elisha was alive, he struggled to raise the dead. He gave Gehazi's stick to lay on the dead. Gehazi destroyed the power inside the stick. You know, Gehazi had money. He discharged the charge that the stick had. He laid it on the child. Child didn't wake up. And waited for Elisha. What happened? The child wake not. Elisha stretched himself on the child. Is it three times? Breathed into the mouth. He all manner of maneuver before the child could wake up. This one, he didn't pray. He wasn't there. The child touched his bone, and he jacked back. I mean, a dead man jacked back to life. Lord, the first time he prayed for long before it happened, this one, he wasn't even there. And the Lord said, that is the answer. The person that will take the glory for the miracle was not there. Only one person could take the glory now. God. And when you come to the point where there is only one person that can truly take the glory, you will see things beyond your imagination. You know, there are times when people praise us, we share it small. The praise, you just take a small part of the praise. Such a powerful man of God you are. Or such a powerful personality. Say, we thank God. You know you need to fast very well. You have given the glory to your fasting. And you want to maintain a clear stand with God. You have given a glory to your integrity. And God said, there are people who fasted more than you, and they didn't see what you are seeing. People more integrity than you, and they are not seeing anything. It's not of him that willeth or runneth. It's of God who shows mercy. You know, somebody came to testify one day on the altar and totally destroyed the testimony. Say, I've been looking for a job for a very, very long time. So, I've been trusting the Lord, I prayed. And then I have this uncle who just called me and said, bring your CV. My uncle did this, did that, spoke to some people, did this and that, and I have got the job. Who takes the glory? Is it God or the uncle? The uncle, you came to the altar to tell us how your uncle performed the miracle of job for you. Took everybody's time. Took God's time. There is a way you would have said it. Even if there was a human being involved, that it would be clear to us that God moved on the person and made the person to do something. Am I communicating at all? Beloved brothers and sisters, this is one of the prayers that we prayed when we're coming up in the Lord. Let the flesh die. Let arrogance die. Let pride die. Let anything that is struggling with glory with you die. Lord, do it and have all the glory. I'm not planning to share nothing with you. And if people throw you the praise, you throw it back at God. If people give you the praise, you reject the praise and return it to who has the praise. Between you and God, you know, God knows that you are not behind anything. And then he will keep on and keep on. And keep on. The life of death to self. And number four, and one more we are true, is the life of true worship. True worship. Psalm 89 verse 15, he said, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. True worship. True worship. Worship has been a part and parcel of my life for close to 40 years, 30 something years. In our university in those days, I introduced several people, including Sister Becky, and many of them. Any worship I listened to that was deep enough, I say, have you listened to this? Recently, we're in a Sabbath crusade. We're going to a church to pray. And I was playing one of those worships from my phone. Worship of almost 30-something to 40 years ago. And she said, since university, I have not listened to this worship. Please, how can I get it? I said, I can pull it out for you. Went to have Spotify. And then just began to make the playlist. I typed it out. That is, if I was reading for 3 hours, I was soaking in God's presence for the same 3 hours. There are people who couldn't do that. Because somebody said he would just shift from the worship, from the studying and just move into the worship. No, I had the ability to do that. I separated what my mind was doing from what my spirit was doing. By his message, just by his message. The book is entering the brain, and the worship atmosphere is soaking into the spirit. By the time I was through reading for 3 hours, it was as if I had done spiritual exercise of praying for also 3 hours. No loss of time. Very intense deposit. In my 200 level in the university, I am standing at the altar preaching. I say one word, everybody is down under the power. Everybody is in tears. Second year. You know, the power of God was moving so much when the church started. And we had to relax a little bit. Because by the time first service is over, 20 plastic chairs have been condemned. They will pack it aside. Second service, third service. Before you go, blast. How many of us ushers know what I'm talking about? When that began to happen, say, oh Lord, you know what is going to happen. Let us trust you for them to receive it without the plastic chair breaking. I think there was almost a conscious effort to slow down a bit. Very conscious. But that glory, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. The light of his countenance is that light of glory that comes upon your life and you glow. And there is something unmistakable about your life. In 2 Chronicles chapter 5 and in verse 13 to verse 14. And it came to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in prison, and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with the cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the glory of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. I have some prescription that per time, that is on the spiritual note, there are things that just charge up your spirit. Ahead of this morning service, I had listened to minimum of 50 chapters of scripture. Maybe 60. Last night. Just for mental and spiritual ventilation. That one is not studying to know what to... No. It's ventilation. Irrigation. So, per time, either that is happening, or worship is in your climate, or you are listening to a preached message, 30 minutes, 1 hour segment of a preached message, or you are praying in tongues. Try this shadow. Every time you remember that you are not doing something spiritual, step into the worship. That you are not doing something spiritual. Moshe toko bagalagareza. Oh, you're turning the Bible on tape. Maybe you want to go through the Proverbs, or you want to go through the Psalms, or you want to go through Acts of the Apostles, and let you flow. Or you turn into a brief message. 30-minute segment, 1 hour segment. When you get saturated with one, step into another type. Do it for 1 week. You will be a mobile volcano walking. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Volcano. Now, you don't have to be able to sing the worship by yourself. Let the worship play for you. That is why Terry McCalmon is there. Michael W. Smith is there. That is why the worship is there. That is why acoustic album is there. You don't have to sing it yourself. Let it be singing for you in the background. You can join your voice. Let it saturate your climate. Let it sanitize and move out some mosquitoes from the environment. Insecticides, demonicides. Hey! Hey! Lift your hands and shout, Father, I connect today with the climate of your glory. The life of true worship will engulf you. Whatever is your ministry, saturate your life with the presence of God in the climate of worship.
Love the Lord our God and worship Him. these fools stood, worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Like this, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like this, I will lift up my hands. I'll lift up my hands to the Lord. Singing out, I love you, Lord. Singing out, I love you, Lord. Singing out, I love you, Lord.
Presence,
I am content
in your presence. I am content in your presence. There is life, expressions of your love, revelations of your power and might. In your presence I can bring a love song offering. I'm in the presence of my King. Oh, in your presence there is life, expressions of your love, revelations of your power and might. Oh, in your presence I can bring a love song offering. I'm in the presence of my King, and he is able,
more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today.
He is able, more than able. He can handle anything that comes my way. He's able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. He's able, he's more than able. He can make me what he wants me to be. He can make me what he wants me to be.
what he wants me to be. He can make me what he wants me to be.
You soak in that worship. Before you know it, the climate changes. Before you know it, anything is possible.
He can make me what he wants me to be. He can make me what he wants.
He can make me what he wants.
He can make me what he wants me to be.
Is a life of true worship. And finally, is a life of holiness. A life of holiness.
Make me what you want me to be. And who is like unto thee? Oh, oh Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh, oh Lord, amongst the gods, who is like thee? Lord, you are glorious in holiness. You are fearful in praises. Do you wonder? Hallelujah. Who is like unto thee?
In holiness. Exodus 15:11. You want to see his gloriousness? You release holiness. He is glorious in holiness. The defilement of the conscience is a denial of the glory. The glory is denied when the conscience is defiled. The Bible said concerning the priest that saw the invasion of that glory, they were all arrayed in white linen. In 2 Chronicles chapter 5 verse 11 and 12, they were arrayed in white linen. And then it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, in the first place, for all the priests that were there were sanctified, and did not then wait by curse, they were sanctified. And then also the Levites, which were of the singers of Asaph, of Heman, of Jeduthun, and of their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, which is symbolic, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with the trumpets. And when they were making one sound to be heard, the glory filled the house. They came out of the holy place, they were sanctified, and then they were wearing white linen. If all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, when sin is eliminated, you can be qualified to walk in the realm of the glory. And not just that, you can be qualified to make heaven. Somebody said that the highest achievement of anybody in life is that he ended in heaven. Is that right? The highest achievement, that is the most, the highest success you can ever achieve in life, is not that you got your PhD finally, you got a child finally, You got married finally. Or you got an aircraft or aircrafts. The highest achievement is that finally, in medical school, when we see our final results, people will jump. Yeah, it's all over. That is a MBBS. Because for 6 solid years, rigorous training and rigorous examinations and rigorous confrontations. Some will have receipt here, receipt there. I remember our first exam, out of 120 people, 28 passed. And then about 30 were withdrawn. Then, I don't think it's that terrible now. And then at the end of the exam, yay, it's all over. That year is all over. Happens when you open your eyes in death and realize it is heaven you found yourself, not hell. And you realize you didn't serve God in vain. You didn't go to church in vain. You didn't deny yourself many things in vain. You realize that it was all worth it. It has all been worth it. And this glory we are talking about does not just give us access to glory on earth, but give us access to the headquarters of glory, the home of glory. Stand up on your feet. Don't forget, if you leave church today, just remember that the highest success you can record in life is that you didn't miss heaven. The highest success. The most important thing you can achieve in life. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Oh, glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Oh, glory. Oh,
glory,
glory, glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hosanna.
Hallelujah, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Blessed be.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Everybody sing,
Hosanna.
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 Blessed.
Glory,
oh glory,
glory,
glory to the Lord.
Hallelujah. as you are, as old as you are. You will never change. Ancient of days,
ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are.
Coconuts and walls.
Hey!
Coconuts and walls. Ring-a-ling-a-ring-a-ring-a-ring-a-ring. Coconuts and walls.
Receive his tongue. And Lord, I do not place my faith in my own right. Lord, I place my faith in your mercy alone. Hey! For your mercy is my helpline in the earth and my lifeline throughout all eternity. Lord, I do not place my faith in my own right. Hey! Lord, I place my faith in your mercy alone. For your mercy is my helpline in the earth and my lifeline
throughout all eternity. Your hands up.
And my lifeline throughout
all eternity.
That's why knowing you is what my heart desires. And knowing you is what I want to do. Knowing you is what my heart desires. Knowing you is what I want to do. Lift your hands, Amanda Galagada. Mahushadagala. Mahashede Gayadagala Huratosa. Likeke Sefete Sadagala. What I want to do. Lift your hands and get ready for the glory. Lift your hands. Are you ready for the glory? When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3. You place your hand on your head and scream glory, because there is an invasion of His glory. There is a clothing of glory. There is a raiment of glory, a garment of glory, a visitation of glory. Lift your hands up. I am asking for your glory now, Lord, because all of you and none of me. My heart cries for love. My heart cries for love. May I decrease that you may. You may increase. May you be the Lord of all of you and none of me. Hey, hey. This one my heart cries for love. May I be praised back to me. Be praised. May you be the Lord. Get your hand. May I decrease that you may. You may increase. May you be the Lord of all. May my heart become your throne. Yeah, Lord. May you find your rest in me. May not be content for me. May you be the Lord of all. May my heart become your throne. Become your throne, the Lord. May you be. May you find your rest in me. May not be content for me. For me with you. May you be the Lord of all of you and none of me. It's what my heart cries for love. Hey, hey, hey. Shadaya. You're there.
I decree God of men.
Get your hands high. My house shady galalala. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive. You scream the glory, glory. And place your hand on yourself and begin to praise in the spirit for 1 minute. And let a deposit happen. Chains shall be broken. Healing shall take place. Deliverance shall happen. A turnaround of God's power, of lives. Father, let your glory invade someone's life. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3.
hear me in your peace. May you be the Lord of me.
Lift your hands and worship Him.
Increase, may you be the Lord of all.
Lift your hands and give Him the praise. May I decrease that you may, increase. May you be the Lord of all. Father, we worship You. I see yokes broken, chains broken, diverse deliverance happen, turnaround visitations everywhere. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Something happened to you just now. God touched you in ways that are beyond your imagination. You want to let us know that something happened? Give the Lord a clap as you take your seat. And those who receive the visitation from God, step forward here and let us hear from you quickly. While that is happening,
don't let me stray. As I travel on this journey to my home beyond the clouds.
Oh Lord, please don't leave my hand.
Oh Lord, please don't let me stray. As I travel on this journey till I reach my home at last. There are trials and temptations as I journey through this life. There are manifold distractions as I travel on this road. There are trials and temptations as I journey through this life. There are manifold distractions as I travel on this road.
But Lord, please don't leave my hand.
Oh Lord, please don't let me stray.
As I travel on this journey till I reach my home at last. Oh Lord, please don't leave my hand.
Oh Lord, please don't let me stray. As I journey on this journey.